back. I'm looking over your discussion topics for today, JP. Wow.
Bunch of weird stuff.
Bunch of really weird stuff. I mean, usually it's all about politics and things. What is this Jack in the Box? What's 1,081 calories for a bacon milkshake? Jack in the Box has a bacon milkshake?
You remember when I wrote that pet peeve column? That's another one of my pet peeves. They're putting bacon in and on everything nowadays.
Oh, I love it.
Now Jack in the Box has a 1,081 calorie bacon milkshake.
I love it.
Come on.
You can't have anything else to eat for a week.
Poor pigs, they're slaughtering them left and right.
They live for that. I know, it's horrible. I know, it's horrible. Now, what is this thing about cats making people crazy in the Czech? Yeah. They're doing a study on cats saying they have a parasite that makes people crazy.
This Czechoslovakian scientist has been studying this for years, and this is not some goofball.
I want you to know you're going to hurt people out there with this story.
But you know how people sometimes say, talk about the crazy cat lady down the street or something like that?
Well, that's because she's got 25 cats.
Turns out
she
really is crazy
because
the cats have a protozoan that gets into your brain and takes over your brain cells.
Oh, my God. Stop
it. And this is not a weird study.
This is a sci-fi movie.
This guy is totally on base. He's done his research carefully over the number of years.
What, they've taken everybody's brain apart that has a cat?
They have got it pegged.
No, they don't.
You read that article. That's attached to it.
Is that on your website?
It's on the website.
JPattitude.com.
Under Broadview,
I want to know how they did the research. What? They pick up 10 crazy women that had 50 cats each and open their brain?
They've opened brains and they've gone in and examined behaviors of people and they've checked their blood for the protozoan because they can do a blood test. Turns out that the nationality with the most cat protozoans in their brains is the French. Now, doesn't that explain a lot right there?
I love the French. I love the French.
Americans have the least because, you know, I guess we're...
Because why? Because all the cats are at the Humane Society. I already told you. Oh, my God. It's horrible. How many cats are over there?
Reno is full of wild
cats. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
I don't know how they survive with the coyotes out there.
Because they're in the Humane Society. Little cages and little rooms.
Running around wild, too.
So I don't like that study anyway. I really have to see some real good... You know, it's the same thing with dogs. I mean, they got the ticks and the fleas and their skin. I mean, they got parasites. It's the way it is. We do too. Do you know what your skin looks like under a microscope?
Yuck.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But
and
like
the cats are driving us crazy?
The cats are driving us crazy. Dogs are our friends. Cats make us crazy. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
Do you have a cat?
No, but I love cats.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I was in the circus. I told you I had a big cat.
Splains a lot.
Spleen. You got spleening to do. I love all animals. And they all have ticks and things and parasites. And, you know, I love them all. I don't care.
One of the things this protozoan does to your brain cells is it makes you think the smell of cat piss is pleasant.
Sage.
The rest of us walk into your house and we go, woo!
Well, that is kind of crazy. That is kind of crazy. I could smell it right away, I'll tell you. I have that smeller thing I've told you before going on. And yeah, my my mother's boyfriend back in the day in Florida, she must have had 15 cats she took care of. I mean, you could smell it when you got to the front yard.
Your mother?
Not my mother. Oh. My mother's boyfriend's mother. Okay. She had 15 cats. And you walk up to her house and you could smell it. But that's before they got all this clean kitty litter and all the stuff they add to it.
She had 15 cats because of that protozoan parasite in
the shower.
They were making her get more cats. The protozoans were saying, get another cat,
get more. That's just insane, JP. You couldn't come up with anything else on your hot topic list today. Well, you got some stuff in here. One thing I noticed, switching gears here. Uzbek.
Uzbekistan?
Yes, from Uzbekistan. He pled guilty to plot to kill Obama. I never even heard of a man that plotted to kill Obama.
I didn't either.
A man from Uzbekistan pled guilty Friday to plotting to kill President Barack Obama with an automatic rifle, claimed that he was acting at the direction of an Islamic terror group in his home country. Honest to God. Authorities said... His name is now, I'm not going to say it correctly, but just, you know, Yuljebek.
And where did he try to do this?
Kodirov.
Good grief.
He discussed trying to kill the president as he campaigned for re-election because he would be out in public more often. So he was, he's 22-year-old. He avoided a potential life sentence by pleading guilty. He faces up to 30 years in prison. and is expecting that after he does his time, the judge told him that he faces deportation once he's released from prison, that he's out of here. They're throwing him out of the country. Threatening to kill the president, possessing an automatic weapon, and providing material support to terrorists. Four other charges were dropped as part of his deal.
So he only,
did you hear about this?
No.
He only, I know, and I didn't either.
He only made plans. He didn't actually get a gun and try to shoot him.
In July 2011, he began communicating with a person known as the Emir. He said the person was a member of the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which has been designated
word to say, isn't it?
As a terrorist. I love to say it. As a terrorist organization by the U.S. State Department. They've claimed that this, the Emir, is a movement, not a bowel movement, terrorist movement.
In Uzbekistan.
Yes, in Uzbekistan, the Emir.
In Uzbekistan.
He asked Kadyrov if there was anything that he could do about President Obama, since he was closer geographically to the president than the Emir. And so they discussed it and a possible way to kill him. And he had actually backed down for a while because he saw how expensive it was to buy a sniper rifle.
And the Emir wasn't coming through.
And he wasn't liking it, yeah. But he, yeah. The complaint about Kadyrov contacted an unidentified person trying to buy weapons in early July. That person became a confidential source for the government. Somebody turned his butt in, which is a good thing. Accompanied by the witness, he purchased a Sendra M115A1 automatic rifle. I don't know nothing about that kind of an automatic rifle. Had an from an undercover agent in Birmingham from a motel on July 13th. When authorities said that the final threat was made against the president, the agent also gave Kadyrov four hand grenades with the powder removed.
What good is that?
Well, he was an undercover agent, dude. Okay. You think he's going to give a hand grenade with a powder? Here, take these along, just in case.
I thought he ordered that. That's how he ordered them.
Yeah, so they've been he's been linked, and he's going to get 30 years in prison. Nobody even heard about it. Probably President Obama didn't even hear about it.
Doesn't sound like President Obama was in any danger here.
I don't know. It sounds like he could have been in a lot of danger because he is going to be campaigning. And he is the president of the United States, so I don't want to hear out there someone going, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Well, I'm glad they caught the guy. 22 years old. How he must have cats. He's gone crazy. He must have lots of cats. Now, you heard about the Charlotte school bus that caught fire Wednesday afternoon. It was all over the news. They don't know why the bus caught fire. They said it was something in the wiring. Other buses, they say, though, of the same make and model have gone up in flames in North Carolina in the past 2 years.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Just in North Carolina.
Just in North Carolina, so far anyway, prompting state officials to send at least one cautionary memo to school systems. State and local officials say they don't think the cause of Wednesday's fire was the same as previous fires, but the inspector from Freightliner, the bus manufacturer parent company, is headed to Charlotte to determine the cause of the blaze.
I wonder what the cautionary memo
said. It was bus number 295. Started emanating smoke and then caught on fire. We saw it on TV. Just all of a sudden, the whole windows and everything was on fire.
What do you say in that memo? If the bus is on fire, get off?
Yeah, what exactly.
What else can you say?
No, you have somebody that moves real quick. The bus driver, Lindora Richardson, and six students were still on board. She moved the students to safety, lowering out the back door. She was hailed as a hero on Thursday by all the officials. And even in the video, the inferno was broadcast on national news. I saw it. I mean, the whole bus, yeah, it was smoking, black smoke, and then whoosh, engulfed in flames. She credited her training. CMS bus drivers go through quarterly training sessions. And a recent one dealt with getting students off a bus in an emergency.
So you don't just throw them out the back door, you lower them.
You lower them down, yeah.
I can see where you need a training
unless
class.
They're giving you flack, and then you throw them out the back door. So, hey, that's a great story. But now they got to check out those buses that were...
Speaking of flaming vehicles...
Made by Freightliner.
Toyota has a new problem just announced this week.
Another one?
They have passenger side doors. I think it was passenger side. The one door on the one model of car is catching on fire. Now, how does a door catch on fire?
Wired to the stereo?
So you think this is going to cost
them
another
$1 billion
recalling Toyotas.
Unbelievable. I mean, that company might as well fold.
How does a door catch on fire? That's just weird.
Yeah, how would a door catch on fire?
The wiring in there?
Friction? Friction? I don't know. I mean, there's no motor in there. Sean's putting his headsets on.
Power windows. Power got a motor windows. In there.
See? There is a power. Yeah. All right. See? Yeah,
but what's catching on fire?
He doesn't do sports. He's an engineer. He knows these things.
I don't have that answer, JP. I just, you know.
He's not just a guy in brown underpants.
How would you know that anyways? Never mind.
You are never going to live that down. Yeah, so anyway, they got to check the Freightliner who made the buses, and they'll probably be recalling these buses all over the world.
Why are they just catching on fire in North Carolina?
Well, because they have emergency training, and they can handle it. I don't know. But she did a good thing. Yay go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
It's not quite as good as the guy who landed the plane in the New York River, but...
Oh, my gosh.
What's his name again?
Wow, don't even ask. Why must you ask those hard questions? I have boomer brain cells, buddy.
I thought I'd never forget his name, and now it's...
Captain Sully?
Yeah,
there you go. See, he's got young brain cells. Engineer brain cells. Doesn't mess around with sports. Sports makes you crazy, too. Did you know that?
That's what I heard.
If you play football, especially if you play football with cats, you really have it bad.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
I wouldn't even want to see that. Well, Rupert Murdoch's news course, back in the news again. Yep. Mm-hmm. 5 employees from the Sun tabloid been detained. We knew that. They searched their homes and the group's London offices, potentially deepening the scandal. A 39-year-old female employee, Britain's defense ministry, 36-year-old male member of the armed forces, 39-year-old serving police officer with the Surrey Police were also arrested early morning this week.
So they were selling information, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the gathering information is totally illegal information.
I think they're just out to get Murdoch because he's a conservative.
A total of 21 people, JP, have now been arrested.
Come on.
In the bribery probe.
That's what news organizations do.
Well, what do you think about that? Does it seem fair? I mean, that's what they do. They pay you off to give them information. They pay the cops off. I mean, it's just been going on forever, hasn't it? Is it bribery or is it just paying off to get information?
When Murdoch first hit Britain and bought some newspapers and started publishing, do you know who his main competitor was?
I got a feeling you're going to tell me.
Conrad Black. And they were both conservative. They took Conrad Black down. He's still in prison.
Is he?
And now they're going after Murdoch.
For doing the same thing?
No, it was just something different. But
well, what was it different? I mean, there are different
charges. They just hounded him and ruined his companies and bankrupted his companies. And finally, the only thing they could put him in prison for was they say he removed some boxes that the DA in Chicago wanted.
Okay, who is they?
The prosecuting U.S. prosecutors.
So the U.S. doesn't like...
Well, in that case, it was U.S. Now it seems to be the English prosecutors
going
after Murdoch.
All 8 people arrested Saturday, which is today, but yesterday there, are being questioned by police in London and at the station in South England counties like Kent, Essex, Surrey, and Wiltshire. All these. I mean, unbelievable. The 5 journalists from The Sun are aged between 45 and 68. They're being quizzed on suspicion of offenses of corruption, aiding and abetting, misconduct in a public office. Police said the 3 public servants were being questioned on suspicion of misconduct in a public office.
So
corruption offenses.
So put this on a personal level, Jay. What if somebody came from the city of Reno, an employee, and said he had evidence of something within the city government at Reno and asked you if you wanted that story? Would you be breaking the law if you went with that story?
If I said how much, I probably would be.
If you paid him, you think you'd be breaking the law? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think as a news person, you would go for that story. Even if you had to pay him for that.
And I think that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I think everybody does that.
The way it's done. Right?
I think the New York Times probably does it all the time.
Well, it's pretty interesting to know who's behind all this. Surrey police are responsible for the investigation into, of course, we remember the 13-year-old girl, Millie Dowler. This is how it began, because she was later found murdered, and a wave of public revulsion over the disclosure of her voicemails.
Yeah.
Led to this whole thing.
It was the hacking that originally got Murdoch's organization in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this has been going on forever, these kind of things. I mean, it's just been going on forever. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, you and I have talked about
this before. I suppose if it was
me,
yeah, I know we have. And if it was me and my family and something like that happened, I don't know. I think it's just something we accept over here, that if there's a story to be had and someone's willing to pay for it, I mean, look at the Inquirer. I mean, they pay for stories all the time, and they don't even get the real story.
Look at the Anthony Weiner story.
Look at the Anthony Weiner. You
His
know somebody
private
paid
tweets
for that.
Were publicized all in all the newspapers. Mm-hmm, now, mm-hmm. Isn't that the same thing?
Mm. I don't know. There's a fine line here somewhere.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess those are public tweets since he didn't make them private. I don't know. It's complicated.
Voicemails. I don't know. Privacy. You know, there's so much privacy things going on now anyway. Well, you know what? We better take a break here. I do have some Nevada news. We'll talk about that coming up. What's your common sense today?
Oh, Lord. It's about the Obama's mandate on birth control
okay.
for the Catholics.
All right, good.
Kind of.
We'll have that coming up as well right here on Broadview. Thanks for being with us.
Well, 70, The Buzz.
Are you looking for an incredible gift for that special someone? We're here to help. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of RenewMD. If your special someone has skincare concerns or just needs a little pampering, we can help. Are you still thinking about taking care of your sunspots, wrinkles, or unwanted hair, but you haven't called us? Why not? We're here to help you look and feel your best. You can be confident knowing board-certified plastic surgeon James Murphy and his team of cosmetic-trained nurses and medical estheticians treat your concerns. RenewMD features the only Qtera laser and LED cold lasers in our area. No one has more lasers or more state-of-the-art equipment ensuring you have the best treatments possible in the Reno area. We have some great specials in February. The Fire and Ice Medical Facial, only $79. Get a free cut with a color in our salon. At RenewMD, we want you to have your best skin, and if you'd like to give someone a great gift, we can help. So give us a call for a gift certificate or book a complimentary consultation at 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standards at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and thank you for joining us on this Saturday here in Northern Nevada. Nice day out for us. For Nevada news, I have a little bit of Nevada news here. Not a whole lot going on anyway, but mostly the biggest news is the unemployment. And somebody shot me this email in Las Vegas, Dylan Wyckoff, Jorge Revolos.
Didn't know you spoke Spanish.
No, firsthand I do. Hola, mi amigo. Firsthand, the downward spiral that occurs once you lose your job, then exhaust your unemployment benefits without finding work. Dylan Wyckoff said he ended up homeless on Fremont Street. Said Wyckoff, 36-year-old Marine Corps veteran who was laid off more than 2 years ago from a sales job for a construction supply company, ended up homeless and on the streets. A Marine Corps veteran. That disturbs me. I can't tell you how that disturbs me.
It goes back to our guest last week.
Right? I know, and that goes back to the fact that it is true. The government needs to get out of everything, but one thing they should be doing is taking care of the veterans that go over there and lay down their life for the way we live over here. It's unbearable for me. It really is. I know there's more to the story, but it's just flat true.
Right.
They should be taking care of our veterans no matter what. They should have help for them. Yeah, Boone Cutler. Boone Cutler, wasn't
Boone
he
Cutler.
An interesting guy?
I liked him.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. He's an amazing
He was very
guy.
Intense.
Amazing.
In a good way.
Amazing, intense guy.
Not in a crazy way.
Well,
like
he is a little crazy. We were taping. I was at the taping of a show is where I met him. And all of a sudden, a girl had a baby out in the hallway. And he was like,
He got mad at the baby?
He got mad at the noise oh, okay. because he was concentrating. And he does have a little bit of that, you know. PDS or whatever they call it. But it doesn't matter. We should have certain